Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today, I want to talk to you about uncertainty and change, embracing uncertainty and change. Now, I want to paint a picture. These last couple of months have been really, really challenging, I would say, for me. Challenging in a way that going against everything I was expecting to have happen. So challenging my mindset, my attitude, my thoughts. And I went into the summer understanding that it was going to be difficult. So just for context, we were undertaking a house renovation. Nothing major, but big enough, especially with a household full of three generations. And this was just prior to us going on a big family holiday together. So we had this house renovation going on. Timelines were tight. We had to get the bulk of it done before we flew out. And we had an amazing trip a couple of weeks away to the Far East. And we came back knowing that we would have to finish off bits of the house renovation just before a major family wedding where we would have people staying with us from across the other side of the world. And so we needed things to work like clockwork. So I remember with the renovation thinking, right, when this happens, we'll be able to breathe a sigh of relief. Or when that happens, we'll be in a better place. But just as life is, those things didn't materialize the way I was hoping. Either the weather got in the way, things happened, people got sick. And so my timelines were getting shorter and shorter. And everything I thought I could control, I couldn't. I was helpless in the sense that I had to just let things unfold. Anyway, what we were hoping to have happen didn't quite happen before we went on the family holiday. We had no choice. We had to go. And we wanted to enjoy it. We still managed to enjoy it. It was wonderful. As soon as we came back, though, there was no time for rest. We had to hit the floor running, prepare for getting all the stuff that didn't get done before the holiday, make sure that was finished. Timelines were tight. And we had two or three other tradespeople due in on specific dates that needed previous work done by others to make sure everything worked like clockwork. So we were really constrained here in terms of timelines. Anyway, we got it done. We were exhausted, but we got it done. And I remember saying to my wife, do you know what? It always works out in the end. Except this was never the end. As soon as the renovations were done, the family wedding prep started. We were just swept away in a whirlwind of week-long celebrations, exhausting, exhilarating, fun, meeting family. It was amazing. And I remember thinking, when this ends, we can finally get on with our lives. I can finally get back to work and focus on all the things I need to do. Except when that ended, and I did start to plan and getting organized into work, it was then time for A-level results. And my daughter's results. And she was rightly anxious and really concerned. This was the next chapter of her life. So I took a few days off work, making sure we would be there to support her. The results came out and she had worked so hard. And to all the people, all the young people out there who have got their A-level results, I hope you all got what you wanted. She got her first choice. She worked so hard. She was over the moon. And that was, in our minds, such a relief. Great, the next chapter of work is over. But it wasn't. Because then we had to prepare for, within 4 weeks, she would then be going to university. And we had to then start getting ready for her university stuff. Packing, what does she need to take with her? Where's the accommodation going to be? Having to wait for that. And again, just as we thought, that's one major hurdle over. Next week, we're going to have our son's GCSE results through. That'll be another hurdle. And I guess I share this with you because this is how life is. Life is full of uncertainty. Life is full of change. And yet, as much as we yearn certainty and we don't like change, we're constantly exposed to it. In our minds, we're sat there thinking, well, when this happens, or when I get to this point, things will settle down. They won't. Things will just evolve. Something else will come up. And sometimes we can end up doing ourselves more damage by thinking at that point, I'll be able to rest. Or at that point, things will get easier. And really, you know, what I've learned from all of this is how we've got to embrace uncertainty and change. The uncertainty of, are we going to get everything done in time? The uncertainty of going to a Far East country where we've never been before and hoping the holiday would be amazing. The uncertainty of the renovations being done in time for this big wedding that we had. The uncertainty of people staying with us, hoping the wedding was going to be fantastic. The uncertainty of the exam results and what would we do? What's plan B, C, D, E? And so on and so on and so on. And this is in amongst working, trying to be our best at work. So when we think about employee engagement, employee experiences, we don't often think about what's going on in people's lives. What are the chances that that might be impacting on them being their best? And sometimes I think we've got to cut ourselves a bit of a slack. Organizational values. We want everybody to be demonstrating behaviors that align to organizational values. But sometimes we might have an off day. As long as those are minimum and sometimes occasional, that's okay. That's part of being human. Sometimes we might not live up to our own expectations of ourselves. Sometimes we might be feeling a bit rough. I've just had somebody drop me a note for tomorrow. I'm meant to be coaching them tomorrow, and they're not feeling great. I'd rather they do that and look after themselves than just dig up the courage to and fight the battle of getting there and being present when they can't fully be present. Part of being, you know, yourself, authentic self, is accepting the fact that today I can't be my best. My cold, my flu, whatever it might be, has got the best of me. And right now, the best thing I can do for me is to look after myself. And that brings me on to another point. It's easy to feel overwhelmed when you start to look at the enormity of what's ahead of you. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. And the way I stopped myself from feeling like that, I knew everything that was going to happen was going to happen. I knew timelines wouldn't be adhered to. I knew, and just experiences tell you that, right? I knew that the family wedding was going to be intense. I knew that there was uncertainty with exam results. No matter how much you believe or you want to believe your children are going to be brilliant, you never know what might happen on the day. And, you know, I am a firm believer that people will always end up where they're meant to end up. My own career, this sort of path that I took of being a pharmacist and doing what I'm doing now, I could never have predicted that. And so one of the things that I would urge you to do is look out for signs in your body. How is your body telling you that you might be feeling overwhelmed? I don't try and look ahead too far. I know I plan ahead in knowing what's coming up, but then I don't look ahead in terms of planning or anticipating what might happen. I try and deal with it as and when it comes up. But I know when my body is feeling overwhelmed, I feel wiped out and exhausted. And instead of fighting it and being overly ambitious and you know, taking more caffeine and keeping myself going, I listen to my body and I respond. And I will shut down. I will listen to that exhaustion and I will have a nap. I will do whatever it takes, but I'm not going to fight that urge. I'm just going to go with it. I'm just going to respond. Because right now, that's what my body needs. So what sort of uncertainty are you facing? What sort of change are you facing? And are you embracing it or are you fighting it? I came across a really nice quote. This was by Bob Goff. Embrace uncertainty. Some of the most beautiful chapters in our lives won't have a title until much later. And it's so true. It's only now that I can look back on my life and think, who knew that's where that was going to lead to? So part of our lives, I think, is embracing uncertainty, embracing change. And when we're at work, when we're not feeling as productive, in the context of what we're living through right now, if that's the best you can do, then that's the best you can do. No one else can ask any more of you. And I firmly believe people come to work to be their brilliant selves. But sometimes we will have ups and downs in terms of how brilliant I can be in this context right now. You can't be brilliant when you're suffering from a cold. You can't be brilliant when there's a whole lot of home stuff going on that may be overwhelming. It doesn't mean you won't give it your best. But in amongst giving it your best, partly this is being your best in terms of self-care. Looking after yourself to make sure you are at least helping your own resilience, keeping yourself in the best mental state you can be to absorb change, to embrace change, because we all know what we're like when we're exhausted. It's not a fertile ground to embrace change, far from it. So how's your summer been? Full of change? Maybe your children have been going through exam results, A-levels, GCSE results. We often think we have life mapped out and we think we're in control. One of the things I've learned is we're not. You know, no matter how much I feel I can be in control, the only thing I can control is how I'm going to react in the moment. And I try not to look too far ahead. And it's just something I've learned over time that if I look too far ahead, I can overwhelm myself. So I'm only going to look far enough to make sense of what I need to do. And the other thing, sometimes when we are feeling overwhelmed, it can lead to inaction, paralysis. At that time, the only thing that we can do sometimes is just to do something. It'll just get us through the fog that we're in right now. So embracing uncertainty and change, our brains yearn certainty. We don't like change, but we all know every one of us are going through uncertainty and change. It's the human condition. It's how we excel. It's how we move forward. The challenge is how well are we willing to embrace it whilst listening to our bodies, whilst being kind to ourselves, and whilst accepting there are some things that we just can't control. And let's just go with the flow. There's another quote I came across, which was by Oprah Winfrey. The greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his future by merely changing his attitude. I think in all of this, one thing I have realized is sometimes it allows me to understand my attitude, to understand what do I need to change in my attitude to embrace change. So I'm going to leave you with a question. What uncertainties are you facing? What change are you facing? And what attitude are you facing it with? And how will you know if you're feeling overwhelmed? And what can you do to get yourself in the best possible place to embrace it rather than trying to control it? That's all for me today. I'm going to leave that with you. Embracing uncertainty and change. I just wanted to highlight that based on what I'd experienced, and hopefully it will resonate with some of you as well. That's all for me today. Join me again next time for more thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, employee experiences, and everything else in between. I'm Rich Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.